Regular or decaf? Back to the Attorney Tom Ganim, Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour on WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
Oh my goodness, I hope he knows how much I adore him. Fairfield Chief of Police Bob Calamares is here. I was just saying, I can't remember if you prefer Bob or Robert because he's always tossing off other officers to come on WICC. I'll be like, hey, but no, I'm totally kidding. I'm so glad you're here.
Good morning, Melissa. Thank you for having me.
First of all, Chief, let's talk about, so how long have you been in this position? Because we actually have on the show a lot of times, I'm sure you hear, Gary McNamara, who is the former chief now at Sacred Heart, but he comes on as one of our like law enforcement experts, and he's on a lot of different committees and panels for the state and stuff. But how long have you been in this position?
3.5 years.
How's it going?
It's going well.
I never get to do a wellness check with you, but things are going okay?
Things are outstanding.
Good.
Yeah, very well.
I'm glad. What would you say, you know, during the summertime, Fairfield's a really unique town because you guys have so many things going on. You've got beach, you've got, I call them two really big downtown-ish areas. You've got Post Road, you've got the Black Rock Turnpike.
We do.
I mean, there's just a lot going on.
Yep.
So what would you say are some of the biggest things keeping your department busy this summer?
Well, you know, it's boating season, so we have, we have calls for service at on the water. We also have, that weather that came in yesterday, that kept us pretty busy. We had about 10 trees down.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And as you can see, coming down Black Rock Turnpike this morning, there's a couple of traffic lights that are still out and on flash. So,
I did notice that.
We've been busy. And I'm sure, you know, we have headlines where we've had, you know, missing kids and things like that. But, we stay busy and we have plenty of work to do, so...
I mean, I will say, and maybe it's still busy for you guys, but you have two major universities, specifically, though, Fairfield U, that's right near the beach. They keep you quite busy during the school year. Does that kind of slow down, though, I would think, in the summertime? Or do you still see a lot of beach activity that can, you know, either drinking publicly, you know, whatever the case may be, parties that are out too late? Is that still kind of an issue during the summer months?
Yeah, I mean, like any beach community, once the students are away for the summer, we still get plenty of beach activity, plenty of calls for service at the beach, whether it be, you know, people having trouble swimming or boating incidents or, people drinking on the beach or, you know, having bonfires and things like that. So we take it pretty seriously, and we make sure we have the resources down there to keep everybody safe.
Now, I'm trying to think in the last year, because my brain is bizarre, but I remember certain things that you and I talk about. There have been some, you know, different things that the department's been investing in. For example, I want to say, didn't you and I talk on the air previously about like a radio system upgrade or something?
Yes.
I knew I wasn't losing my mind.
No, and you are perfect timing. So next Monday.
Stop it. Are you serious?
Oh,
you actually
have
an update? This is so exciting. I love that.
And that's what? 4 days away? Yeah.
Yes. It's my birthday, actually.
Happy birthday.
Oh, no. On Monday. You're good.
Okay.
But thank you.
I'll make sure I call you.
Oh, great. I can't wait. I expect a text message from you 6:30 in the morning.
You got it.
Okay,
got
good.
It.
So what's happening Monday besides
my
birth?
They're kind of flipping the switch, and we're going to go from our old radio system, which was from 1986, I think.
Wow.
And we're going to go to a fully updated, encrypted radio system. We're getting on the state system, which is a big deal. I should probably plug Senator Blumenthal for his contribution, for his directed spending towards a grant that assisted us in getting that radio system in place.
Okay, so this sounds really crazy, Chief, but, you know, humor me here. So besides the fact that it sounds like it was aging, you know, late 1980s.
To say the least.
But what will a new system do that the old one wasn't doing? Like, what will this mean for you guys?
I think it's mostly about consistency and reliability.
Okay.
Yeah. So we have some failures, especially when the weather's bad. So, you know, these are digital systems that are much more comprehensive in their redundancy, and they are, it's about officer safety. So we want to make sure when an officer is calling for help or we need to get a message out to the officers that the reliability is there.
I want to also say, was it Fairfield? Forgive me if I'm getting it wrong, but did Fairfield get new cars in your fleet in the last year? Was that you guys or no?
We do.
You do? Yeah.
Every year we get
some
new
cars.
Oh, you do? Yep.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
That's nice. That's very nice.
Yeah.
And now, what about school security? Because that's another thing that I think Fairfield has kind of taken the lead, actually, especially since Sandy Hook.
Yep.
You guys have made, you know, really like the gold standard for, you know, security and everything. And I know certainly we're still a month and a half out before kids go back to school. But anything that we should be anticipating for the upcoming school year?
Yeah, we have a seven-person school safety unit.
Oh, cool.
And, you know, our... The leader of that is Lieutenant Jim Wiltsy, who works in pretty much Mr. Testani's office.
Oh, I didn't know
and,
that.
Yeah, and we,
oh, we should have him on the show.
Yeah.
You're important. Can you make a call and ask if he'll come on? That'd be great. Yeah. He'll listen to
and
you.
He
has to, right?
He loves the cameras and loves the mic. So
okay, fantastic.
Oh, yeah, he's good at it.
Okay, good, good.
But yeah, he leads our school safety unit, and
oh, cool.
It is robust, and it's a great way that. Our officers can interact with the kids, and when they have questions, you know, we try to do what we can to answer their questions and make them feel safe around police officers.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And another thing that we've been talking about whenever we do these diner tour stops, we obviously want to support our law enforcement, our fire departments,
Thank
our
you.
EMS workers. Absolutely. Well, I mean, you guys are keeping us safe, you guys and gals. And I wanted to make sure, where are you guys at with numbers? Are you in a healthy place? You recruiting? Anything going on in that regard?
Yeah, great question. So I got to give another plug. Officer Joe Callison, who has served and dedicated 30 years of his life to the Fairfield Police Department, he retired yesterday.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
yeah.
Happy retirement.
Happy
That's
retirement
amazing.
To Joe. I hope he's listening.
Wow. I hope so, too.
Yeah.
I mean, now you have time. You're retired. You should be listening.
That's right. Getting up early.
Right? Yeah. Get up early, even though you don't have to go to work.
That's
yeah,
right.
Absolutely. That's
so,
amazing.
Yeah, Joe served the department for 30 years,
wow.
And we're having his final sign-off this afternoon at 4 o'clock, and that's exciting for the police department and exciting for Joe and his family. So we're proud of him, and we're happy for him.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So our strength, we have currently 111 officers. We're allotted 112, so we are at almost full strength.
Wow.
Yep.
So I don't mean to say that why? But why do you think that is? Because obviously, depending on the municipality, obviously cities will struggle a little bit more than maybe towns will. But why do you think that is? What makes the Fairfield Police Department so attractive to keep your numbers at a really healthy place, almost
yeah.
full capacity?
So I did an exit interview with Joe yesterday, who served 30 years, and I asked him the same exact question. I said, why do? And he says, people want to come to Fairfield. They want to come to our police department. We have a good, healthy quality of life, I think, in not only within the organization, but I also think we're very supported by our community. And I think that helps with dealing with some of the stressors of the job.
I will say, I think Fairfield does an exceptional job. I mean, I'm a little biased because I grew up in Fairfield.
I'm biased,
but,
too.
Right, that's fair. Well, you kind of have to be, right? I mean, but it's really amazing when you talk about, like, we have, you know, Paul Piork here, who I've known since I was 6 years old, and he's now our, you know, our chief meteorologist, and, you know, people will say, how do you guys, you know, connect so well? And it's like, well, because, you know, he's seen me in the good, the bad, the ugly, but we're still friends.
Yeah.
Gary McNamara is just like that. So, I mean, go back a million years when he was the chief. I was at Laurelton. My brother was at prep, and things would get out of hand. My mother would call the Fairfield Police Department. She'd call the police on herself because she was scared of us getting crashed.
Uh-huh.
So Gary would always get those calls. And it's funny that so many years later, he's on the show so frequently. But there is something about how I think Fairfield residents really love our police department and vice versa. I mean, never were my parents like ticketed, I would say, because they were proactive. They were like, hey, we're worried about this. Will you please send somebody out? Or, you know, will you monitor this? And I feel like your department always was very gracious and just really there to just be there for the community versus, you know, oh, no, let's see if we can. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You know, I'm getting at you.
We're here to help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, thankfully, we're not in Fairfield now, so you shouldn't be getting those calls. My parents have slowed down, so you shouldn't be getting crash calls. We also are in our upper 30s now. My brother and I are no longer doing
maturity
Fairfield
levels
prep.
There.
Yes, a little bit for the most part. So you shouldn't be getting those calls from the Shekatov household.
I have my questions about Paul though. Where
I was going to say
now,
Paul. Paul's got new. You know, he's got kids, so watch out.
I know.
Watch out. Honestly, though, I'm not worried about your kids, Paul. It's you.
It's him.
Did you hear him running out in the middle of the storm last night? Did you hear that?
I heard.
Okay.
I heard.
So we're going to have to
We'll have to check on him
have
whenever
the police
it
check on you, Paul. Good grief, I tell you. Chief, you are just a gem. I so appreciate you giving us the time, getting up early, coming on our diner tour. We really appreciate the work that you do.
My pleasure. Thank you so much, Melissa, for having me.
Thank you. And so I expect a text Monday. And stop avoiding me.
Okay.
He's laughing, but it's true. I mean, it is really nice to talk to other officers at the department. But, like, you know, don't be a stranger. Come
Absolutely.
Back on.
I'm gonna set you up a row of officers that can come in and talk.
He's like, let me tell you, now that you called me out, you're never going to hear from me again. No, I'm serious, Chief. You better come back on.
Absolutely.
Okay,
Thank you
cool.
so much.
I look forward to it. Chief Calamaras.